Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Recently, Laura and I were hanging out with some great friends that were talking about how they love to go out on Lake Lanier. They like to find this little cove, and they like to drop an anchor and hang out there. And as I was asking questions, one of the things we joked about is sometimes the anchor just doesn't hold. The anchor is either not heavy enough, it doesn't catch onto something that's firm enough, and they end up drifting. Well, the truth is, no one gets through life without some drifting. All of us have setbacks. All of us face storms. All of us face those things that cause us to drift from time to time. So the question is not how, you know, if that's going to happen. The question is, how am I going to respond to that? What am I going to do next? Am I going to allow that thing to dominate me? Am I going to allow it to cause me to stop trying and just to give up? Or am I going to make some really good decisions in the middle of it? See, what I found is that if we're not careful, when there's drifting in our life, we'll end up making some unhealthy decisions. There's a couple kinds of drifts. One of those is drifting from our goals. Sometimes we hear this little voice inside of us that says, "Why are you even trying? It's not going to work out anyway." And we end up stopping. We quit striving for what God has clearly called us to do and who He's called us to be. Another drift is when we discard what we value. And I've seen this several times when people face some unbelievable challenge that in the middle of that, on the other side of that, their priorities change and they let go of what really matters to them. A third drift is this despair about our future. We live in this idea of doom. We think it's finished. We think it's over. Why even try? I've been here at Sugar Hill Church over 10 years now, and over the years, I've watched a lot of people react to drifting in one of these ways. And what I've figured out is that the true test is not how high you jump when everything's going well, but how straight you walk when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death. There's always going to be a drift if we don't have the right anchor. You've got to have the right anchor. In Psalm 23, verse 4, this is a famous passage from Scripture. And here's what David says. He says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." Why? "For you are with me." It's this reminder that we need an anchor, and the greatest anchor is God's presence in our lives. So when we're feeling hopeless, we need to remember God hasn't left us. We need to make Him our anchor. No matter how dark the valley is, we've never been closer to God than we are in that moment. Here's a statement that I think is so powerful. One of the things people push back on this idea is in those moments, they think, "Well, I don't feel Him." But here's the reminder. This has nothing to do with how you feel. The Bible says that God is there with you in the middle of the darkest valley. That's reality. It doesn't matter if you feel it or not, He is there. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39 are paraphrased this way. It says, "I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us." I love that. No matter what you're going through, God and His love are right there with you. And that truth offers you an anchor that will hold in the middle of any storm.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.